Members, please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 18 members present this morning. Mr. President, Senator Ward is excused from the call of the Senate today.
We have a quorum to do business. Would members please stand for the invocation by Pastor Leon Thompson of Chapel by the Lake Church?
I would invite you to join with me in prayer as we begin this new day. Dear God, a new week is upon us and a new day has dawned. We thank you for this day and ask for your presence within it. We acknowledge that you have created this day for our use and also our enjoyment. This day presents new opportunities for service, and we come before you this morning asking that you would be present and alive in us. Give us clear minds, energetic spirits, good imaginations, and the use of the intelligence you've created within us. We acknowledge that you have created each of us unique, different, and special. Help us to respect the differences we see in others and to allow these differences to be used collectively to move us forward for the good of the people we serve. We thank you for the time and talents given by these senators who are called to represent the people of this great land. Help them feel the weight of responsibility upon their shoulders and undergird them with your strength and power. Give them courage and power to act on the things that will bring goodness and health to the people of this state. Help them with matters of budget, new laws to be enacted, and issues of justice. May they deal in all these areas with integrity, making decisions with the best of their abilities and a strong conscience that gives direction. Guide the Senate this day in their work that they would find fulfillment in what they do and in how they do it. May they put their hearts into their work, that their work might fill their hearts. We pray all of this to the one who created and sustains us. Amen.
Senator Wilkins, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman?
We would ask unanimous consent that the prayer be set on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the prayer has been spread upon the journal. Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journals for the 54th, 55th, and 56th legislative days, Senate and House Joint Journal, Supplement Number 7, and Senate Supplement Number 2.
Senator Taylor?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals and the supplements be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. That brings us to introduction of guests. Senator Lehman?
Mr. President, I'm very pleased to have all my family with me this week. They're here because of spring break. The kids get a break from school. In the Miller Gallery, my wife Carolyn, who was here earlier this year with Nicole and also our daughter Rachel, and then serving as a guest page today, for those of you who don't recognize him because of how much he's grown in the past year, is our son Joseph.
Senator Wilkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a constituent and a friend here with the state chamber that's meeting in Juneau this week. He's also a permanent fund trustee. He's the chief executive officer of Sequence Ford Lincoln Mercury and is also known as a Dead Stick 206 pilot. I'd like to please welcome to the Senate Mr. Ralph Sequence.
That brings us down to messages from the governor.
Messages from the governor. On this day, I've signed the following bills and transmitted and gross and roll copies to the lieutenant governor's office for permit filing. House Bill 64, name a new maritime vessel for the Alaska Marine Highway System. CS for Senate Bill 74, finance MH, appropriations concerning the state's position on the sovereign powers of naval tribal governments in the state. Chapter 2, SLA 1997, sincerely Tony Knowles, governor. Message dated March 7th, dear Mr. President. In accordance with AS 3905080 and Article 3, Sections 25 and 26 of the Alaska Constitution, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the positions noted. Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, Rosalind Winch.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Fisheries, Robert Dersham.
Resources.
Commission on Judicial Conduct, Ethel Stanton.
Judiciary and State Affairs.
Sincerely, Tony Knowles, Governor. And those are all the messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated March 7th. Mr. President, the House has confirmed the reappointment of Shirley McCoy as a public member to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Message of March 7th. Mr. President, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration CS for House Bill No. 9, Finance, amended by the House Finance Committee, enacting the rights of crime victims and victims of juvenile offenses relating to the collection of by victims of restitution from prisoners, relaying the definition of incapacitated for sexual offenses, creating the crime of interfering with the report of a crime involving domestic violence, relating the mental examinations of victims in criminal prosecutions, relating the safety of victims, other persons in the community, and setting bail or conditions of release, relating to access to certain records of the Violent Crimes Compensation Board, amending Rule 6, Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure, Rules 404 and 615, Alaska Rules of Evidence, and Rule 3, Alaska Delinquency Rules, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 69 by Representatives Vesey and Croft, and act related to designating flunitrazepam as a Schedule 4A controlled substance and providing for an effective date.
House and Judiciary.
And those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 3 authorizing prosecution and trial in the District Court of Municipal Curfew Violations, recommends a committee substitute. Signed, do pass. Senator Pierce, Vice Chair. Senators Miller and Parnell. Signed, no recommendation. Senator Ellis. Senate Bill No. 3 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 9, Municipal Capital Project Matching Grants for Municipality Organized Under Federal Law as an Indian Reserve. Signed, do pass. Senator Mackey, Chair. Senator Phillips. Signed, no recommendation. Senators Donnelly and Wilkin. Zero fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill No. 9 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 37 relating to the Education Facilities Planning Authority. Signed, do pass. Senator Mackey, Chair. Signed, no recommendation. Senator Donnelly. Signed, do not pass. Senator Phillips. Signed, amend. Senator Wilkins. Zero fiscal notes attached. Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 37 has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 41. Environmental audits and health and safety audits to determine compliance with certain laws, permits, and regulations, recommends a committee substitute. Signed, do pass. Senator Taylor, Chair. Senators Parnell, Miller, and Pierce. Senator Ellis, signed, do not pass. Senate Bill No. 41 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill No. 106, relating to the bond required of a notary public. Signed, do pass. Senator Pierce, Vice Chair. Senator Miller, signed, no recommendation. Senator Ellis, zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill No. 106 has no further referral.
Rules.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill No. 111, appropriation to the Education Facilities Fund. Signed, do pass. Senator Mackey, Chair. Senator Donnelly, signed, no recommendation. Senator Phillips, signed, do not pass. Senator Wilkins, signed, amend. Senate Bill No. 111 has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Finance Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution No. 3, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of Alaska, limiting the rights of prisoners to those required under the Constitution of the United States. Recommends the Judiciary Committee substitute. Signed, do pass. Senators Pierce and Sharp, co-chairs. Senators Phillips, Parnell, Torgerson, and Donnelly. Signed, no recommendation. Senator Adams, zero fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution No. 3 has no further referral.
Rules.
Resources Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 2 relating to management of Alaska's wildlife resources. Recommends the Resources Committee substitute. Signed, do pass. Senator Green, Vice Chair. Senators Torgerson, Lehman, and Sharp. Senator Lincoln, signed, amend. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 2 has no further referral.
Rules.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered House Bill 35 extending the termination date of the Alaska Regional Economic Assistance Program. Signed, do pass. Senator Mackey, Chair. Signed, do not pass. Senator Donnelly. Signed, no recommendation. Senators Phillips and Wilkin. Fiscal note attached. House Bill No. 35 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill No. 101, Labor and Commerce, Transfers and Trusts. Recommends it be replaced with Senate CS. Signed, do pass. Senator Pierce, Vice Chair. Senators Miller and Parnell. Senator Ellis, signed, no recommendation. CS for House Bill No. 101, Labor and Commerce, has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committee.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution No. 22 by Senators Kelly and Phillips, inviting the United States Department of Defense to select Alaska as a site to base and train military troops.
State Affairs.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 127 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, an act relating to the confidentiality of personnel records of employees of the Alaska Railroad Corporation.
Transportation and Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 128 by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the Board of Directors of the Alaska Aerospace Development Corporation.
State Affairs and Finance.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Senator Taylor. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. Senate Bill 128, I'm going to change the referral on that, so it'll be Judiciary Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Honoring John Morgan, honoring Robert Hatfield, honoring Battle of the Books winner, honoring Leslie Ann Towner, honoring Caitlin Earp, in memoriam Johnny Jackal, in memoriam Simeon Flintcock.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved. I did want to note one thing, and that the citation for Mr. Jackal is George's brother.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the citations have been approved. That brings us down to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business? Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor on House Bill 69, it's the bill regarding Rohypnol, and also on Senate Joint Resolution 22 regarding the training of military troops.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor of Senate Joint Resolution 22, having to do with support of the military in Alaska.
Senator Wilkin, also myself, Senator Miller, Senator Taylor, Senator Mackey. Seeing no objection, they will be shown as co-sponsors. Also under unfinished business, originally I gave a referral to the midwife appointee, Mark Ritchie, to the HES committee. At this point in time, I'm going to change that from the HES committee to the Labor and Commerce. Under the first group that came in, I had originally appointed the first group to the Labor and Commerce Committee, so I want to keep it consistent to have them all in the same committee. So the a referral will change from the HES Committee to the Labor and Commerce Committee for Mark Ritchie of the midwife appointee. Is there further unfinished business? Senator Pierce?
Thank you. Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the chair from noon Friday the 14th of March until plain time Tuesday the 18th. A.M. plain time Tuesday the 18th.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, you're excused. Further unfinished business, Senator Phillips.
Mr. President, I would also like to be excused from the call of the House March 17th and 18th, Monday and Tuesday.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Sharp.
Mr. President, I would make the same request to be excused on Monday the 17th and Tuesday the 18th for state business.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Further unfinished business. Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent I be excused from the call of the Senate on Friday, March 21st, and Saturday, March 22nd, as well as Monday and Tuesday, the 24th and 25th, for state business.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Phillips?
Mr. President, I'd like to show as a co-sponsor for SJR 3 and SJR 4.
Is there objection?
One has to deal with, four has to deal with the campaign limits for federal and state office holders, and the other one, three, has to deal with constitutional rights of criminals, prisoners.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Further unfinished business. Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. Might we go up the calendar to introduction of guests, please?
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you. It's my very special privilege to introduce a young person in the Ziegler Gallery today that we have honored earlier with a citation, and I read her essay on the naming of the ferry. And if you would help me welcome Leah Jarvis and her brother John in the front, if you would stand. Benjamin, would you please stand? And also her parents, John and Paula, who are in the Ziegler Gallery. She participated in the signing of the bill this morning in the governor's conference room, and today at 2 o'clock in the speaker's chambers, we will be having a reception for the signing of that bill and honoring Leah for her fine job that she did in her essay.
That brings us back to unfinished business. Is there still unfinished business? Announcements. Are there announcements? That brings us to special orders. Is there any special orders? Senator Taylor?
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until Tuesday at 11 a.m. March 10th.
Is there objection? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, we are adjourned until 11 o'clock tomorrow.